The Science of Being Well. Preface to the 2015 revised edition. This edition has been revised, through Radhyana channeling, into 17 lessons for the 21st century seeker of light, life, and truth. Consequently, the following text was developed through, and in concert with the collective experiential potential, and is presented verbatim in the following lessons. The Radhyanic machine, used to effect the channeling, was a Model 7-2-1-0-9-2-0-1-4. Each lesson has an inaudible subliminal voice, under nature and music ambience, to guide your understanding and your ability to develop and achieve perfect health. A synthesized voice is used, for maximum effect, without the possibility of unwanted tonal or expressive imprinting. This unique subliminal approach to healing and health development dramatically increases the effectiveness of the lesson's message and initiates a direct and powerful communion with your subconscious mind. Additionally, there is an audible voice which echoes the subliminal guiding voice, which helps you to follow and further focus on the lesson. Listen to a lesson daily, especially just before going to sleep, to initiate the healing response that you desire. Though you will hear the dialogue, it is the inaudible subliminal voice that will communicate directly with your subconscious mind, and which will invoke the results that you want. For optimum results, a lesson should be listened to in its entirety. Although this technique may be new to you, it is completely safe and natural. Even if you fall asleep during a lesson, the desired positive results will still manifest. An important dimension of individual and collective consciousness is the collective experiential potential, or universal potential, which can be equated to the formless substance that pervades within, without, and in between everything. And it is from this formless substance that all manifested reality proceeds. Additionally, the collective experiential potential has a powerful inherent drive to explore its full existential self through transformation into an experiential physical reality. This is the very essence and formless substance of an unfolding universe that is seeking expression. The transformative ability of the collective potential is activated by thought forms that are impressed upon the formless substance, which then results in the manifestation of the corresponding physical reality and forms. In his works, Wallace D. Wattles refers to the collective experiential potential in various terms. However, to maintain consistency in this revision, the formless substance is the single term that is used throughout, and this can be equated with any of Wattles' traditional terms. Thus, the unfolding universe is a great sentient and living presence, and everything therein is comprised of the formless substance from which all things proceed. Once you know what to think and do, then you use your will to compel yourself to think and do the right things in a certain way. That is the legitimate use of the will in achieving the health that you want, to use it in holding yourself to the right course. So, use your will to keep yourself thinking and acting in the certain way, for this is the key to unlock the unlimited health of the unfolding universe. Additionally, assumption is absolute, and it transcends both faith and belief, and with assumption there is, and there can be, no doubt. So, how does it all work? Health is the result of thinking and acting in a certain way. And if a sick man begins to think and act in this way, the principle of health within him will come into constructive activity and heal all his diseases. Therefore, every man can attain to perfect health and to protracted longevity. Wallace D. Wattles, 1910. Then she with tress of gold, and raiment pure, did take his hand of flesh, in hand of white. And eyes of dimming blue, were bathed in eyes of azure light, and Jungler knew that now, this day, this place, a new song had begun. The new song, 25th June, 2014. The editor, 2015. In the first lesson, we will be exploring the principle of health. End of 2015 preface.